but like we enjoy doing each and every Friday at this time at 5:05, Lee Sterling, handicapper with Paramount Sports and ParamountSports.com. Lee, hope you've had a great week, and as always, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, yeah. You can't have a bad week when you hit your biggest play ever in 27 years, so that was fun with the Green Bay 100-unit play. We even had a real good Saturday going 5-2, so been a great week.
Yeah, one of the things that's interesting to look for in weeks like this, because we look at the SEC footprint, and there's a lot of games where you're buying W's. And so these are kind of games where it's almost you go back to week two, part two kind of thing, where, you know, your regulars will play for a half, and then you'll see second, third, any, you know, the water boy, everybody will see action and see the field in some of these contests. And so when you see, like, whether it's Alabama favored by 51 or Georgia favored by 41.5, I know you don't like those kind of games, and it's one of those things where they're out there for a reason, because Vegas obviously understands that some folks will be attracted to their favorite team. How do you approach it in some of these cases?
You know, just you got to be patient. I mean, one of the biggest plays, I was going to release my 35-40 unit play this week on Stanford. The game's canceled. So, so it's you can never tell. You know, now we've got these cancellation games that happen for certain reasons. Never seen one canceled for a fire. We've had the hurricane games moved, injuries. I mean, so many moving parts. I mean, we don't even know who's going to quarterback the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday. So.
Well, yeah, because Lamar Jackson, who's supposed to maybe start, has been ill. So
I'm hearing a little birdie in your ear. I'm hearing that RG3 is going to start. Not many people know that.
Well, I don't think they have a choice. If Lamar Jackson's sick, I mean, it's certainly not going to be
fine now. Oh. I think they're going to start RG3 and rotate those two in.
Well, I looked at the stats on that, and it goes a big swing from where Cincinnati underdogs by what 4.5 or so. Now they're favored by 5.5.
Right.
And you said,
I don't think Joe, I think Flacco's worth 4 points, not 8 or 9 points.
All right, let's get things started. This first game, and you start thinking, okay, what's at play here? And I love UAB's season. I love the fact that 2 years ago they didn't even have a team. To go from that to looks like they'll be playing for the Conference USA Championship. They're 9-1 entering play against Texas A&M tomorrow night. Texas A&M 6-4 on the year. And you go, okay, what does Texas A&M have to play for? I will say this, a couple of things that stick out for me are, how does UAB have success? And certainly they're one of the top teams in the country being able to run the ball. Unfortunately, you look at what Texas A&M does well on defense, they're number two with their rush defense. And usually, especially when you look at who Texas A&M has gone up against this year, that means something to me. And so when I'm looking at, here's A&M, 16.5-point favorite against UAB, it would be so nice. And I honestly, I want UAB to pull this off. I think it's a great feel-good story. Unfortunately, I don't think that's going to be the case tomorrow night at College Station. Also, unfortunately, I don't think UAB, they can keep it interesting for a couple of quarters, but in the end, I think A&M is going to pull away, and I'm comfortable enough giving the 16.5 points to UAB. Alan Bell, managing editor, NFL coverage for 24/7 Sports, he's on the same side as I am.
If A.J. Early would be playing in this game, I think they'd have a chance to win the game. But without him, I just don't see it happening. But one thing that is constant, they play defense. And only one team has scored above 24 points on them. Real weak schedule, but that's a constant. And only allowing passers to complete passes for 48% completion percentage was very, very strong in this day and age. And I think Kellen Mond for Texas A&M, the quarterback, is pretty good. I think he's decent, but I don't think he's the guy. And so I think A&M eventually needs to do a search, maybe find someone high school ranks that can take them to the next level. I have them winning the game 30-20, but I'll take 17 points here.
All right, that's good. All right, okay. So the next matchup, we've got Missouri with Drew Locke and company coming into Knoxville to take on the Tennessee Vols. And what a special season has been for Tennessee with two huge wins. In fact, with their win against Kentucky last week to go along with their win against Auburn, I mean, this is nice territory. And you think about what the expectations were, how good could Tennessee be record-wise this year. The fact that they've got two games to play with five wins, one win away from being bowl eligible, I think it's safe to say you could say this has been a successful year, especially if they finish it by getting at least one more win. Unfortunately, you know, with here's Missouri, I love what they're able to do with Drew Locke. I mean, he is going to be ending up as, when you're in the conversation, especially with you looking at your career and your stats to be one of the top three quarterbacks in SEC history, you know, it's amazing. If he was playing for anybody else other than Missouri, probably a lot more conversations about Drew Locke. I love what Tennessee was able to do last week, and you know, they took care of business against a Kentucky team that was obviously down from their loss the week before against Georgia, but Tennessee did everything they needed to be. And then you look at what Tennessee brings to the table with Jarrett Garantano, their quarterback, who right now is the career leader in completion percentage of all the quarterbacks to ever, you know, have the Tennessee uniform on. Nobody has done it better than Jarrett Garantano. I just think that Tennessee, back in August, I made the prediction that Tennessee-Vanderbilt would go into the final week with both teams needing the win to get to bowl eligibility. I think Tennessee has to wait one more week to have that opportunity. I'm taking Missouri, giving the Tennessee Vols a 6.5. Allen is on the other side on me on this one. He's taking the Vols plus the 6.5.
I think Missouri's the right side here. I'm just not sure the Vols defense is up for an offense that's just this balanced. You know, everyone talks about Drew Locke, 21 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, solid year. I think the difference is this year they're running the football. Larry Rountree III, over 750 yards and 9 touchdowns. Crockett, the backup, 699 yards, 7 touchdowns. I think that balance has been the difference here. And I just don't think the Vols have that type of firepower. I'm going to take Missouri here. I have them win this game by 2 touchdowns, 34-20.
One more college game before we turn attention to the NFL coming up tomorrow night at Vanderbilt Stadium, 6:30 kickoff for this one. The Commodores, no 5-7 team's going to get in this year. I mentioned already with Toledo winning last night, 12 spots remaining as far as bowl spots. And so if you're 5-7 this year, you're going to be on the outside looking in. Vanderbilt needs to win tomorrow night, and they have to win next week against Tennessee if they want to get to bowl eligibility. I look at what Ole Miss brings to the table with Jordan Tuiamu and that offense, and I love the passing attack. Now, if Ole Miss can just have a few stops here and there, I mean, that's obviously going to be a key. We're having Ole Miss team coming off of a 2-touchdown loss to Texas A&M last week, and against Missouri, Vanderbilt had their opportunities, but the stubbornness as far as an offense and the play calling, to me, you can look at this game. I mean, you can circle so many contests where it's impacted Vanderbilt and what they were trying to get done on offense, and I don't see that changing with 2 weeks to go this year. I think this is going to be a very close game, but because of that, if I'm getting points in the case of Ole Miss plus the 3, I'm going to take it. So I'm taking Ole Miss plus the 3 and Allen Bell for the second of 3 games on the same side as I am.
I think Vandy's the right side. I just don't see. I can't see Ole Miss winning, but I just think that when you can run on Ole Miss, the play action works, and Ole Miss's defense is like Division II defense.
Oh, they're awful. Look, rushing defense, they rank 114th nationally. Passing defense, 124th nationally.
Right.
Total defense, 125th nationally.
So I think they're in trouble, Ole Miss. And I just think Shurmur, when they can run, his play action passing is good. And Ole Miss running back Scotty Phillips, he's a game-time decision. And if he can't go, that really hurts him here. The Vandy offense finally playing a pretty high level here, scoring 73 points the last 2 games. Give me Vandy here, 42-31.
Before we continue, why don't you let the listeners know again what you can do for them if they've not had the opportunity yet to handle and deal with you as far as your services?
Well, we're having a great run right now. We went 5-2 on Saturday, including our big 30-unit play there. And then I rate the games from 10 to 50 units. First time ever, a 100-unit play in 27 years. Just found a great matchup with Green Bay, great situational play. Found about some injuries on the Miami offensive line. They're already down two offensive linemen. Both of their offensive tackles were probably not going to play, and they didn't even go. So they were down four out of five linemen. We hit that Green Bay play, -9.5. They doubled the point spread and won that game 31-12. So you want to hop on board, you can get 3 weeks, $297, with coupon code SAVE200. Same coupon code SAVE200, and get the rest of the season through the Super Bowl, $597. This is usually when I do my best work, and a lot of football left to be played. 2 weeks of college football. We're only on week 11 in the NFL. They go through 17 weeks, 42 bowl games, NFL playoffs, and Super Bowl, $597. Just use that coupon code SAVE200 at ParamountSports.com.
A great Monday night affair. To me, this has the opportunity to be one of the classics, maybe one of the top 10 all time, depending on how this one plays out. It was originally scheduled to be played in Mexico City, but because of concerts, soccer matches, etc., the turf would not hold up, and there were going to be players talking about how we're going to set this one out if the game stayed in Mexico City. So they moved the game to Los Angeles. The Rams, 3.5-point favorite at home to the Kansas City Chiefs. Look, the Chiefs have been here before on the big stage. I love what they're doing this year. The fact that no matter what you throw out there points-wise, you know, they just keep finding ways to not only cover but cover big. However, you know, they did have the slip-up last week. But when you have to cover for, 16.5, that's a little difficult. But I love this matchup for the Chiefs. I think that maybe in some ways they were looking past and looking ahead to this matchup coming up on Monday night. The Rams suffered a huge loss with Cooper Kupp, who has been battling a knee injury. He's now officially out for the rest of the year with a torn knee ligament, and I think that really impacts what the Rams are trying to get done on offense. I like Kansas City in this one, plus the 3.5. I think we're going to see a kind of game that we saw earlier this year, back and forth with when Kansas City and New England went at it. I think that even if Kansas City loses, it's not going to be more than a field goal. I'm taking the 3.5. And Alan Bell on the same side as I am.
Well, we're on some different sides this game. We're seeing this game totally different. You know, the change in venue I don't think really means much. I just think we're going to see a faster track. Both really good offenses. Probably the first defense to make three stops will probably win. The NFL ups and downs. And I think the Kansas City defense has been great the last 3 weeks. But, I mean, maybe that crowd, you know, that emotion and just getting them excited really has made a big difference in that defense. But they're going to be on the road against a good offense. They don't face many good offenses. And they had trouble against New England. I think they're going to have trouble here. And that Rams defensive line, which a lot of people thought this might be one of the top five defensive lines all time. They got four all pros, and these are guys that need to be double teamed, not just all pros. They just haven't done anything the last two games. So I expect them to come to play at home. Give me the Rams. They win this game in a high scoring game, 42-35.
Indianapolis taking on Tennessee. Now, if you're a Tennessee Titans fan, you look at it this way. The fact that last year the Titans swept the Colts, this was after the fact that they dropped 16-17. If you're a fan of the Colts, you're thinking the fact that we won 16-17. Andrew Luck is 9-0 against the Titans. He didn't play, didn't dress for the Colts in the two losses last year. So with Andrew Luck, they're still unbeaten. I just think that when we look at Titans, Colts 1-2 this year, I think the home team will win. So to me, this is the weekend that the Colts win, and the Titans will have a chance to repay the Colts back in that final Sunday of last weekend of December. And so to me, here's the Colts. It's basically a pick'em game. The Colts are favored just because they're hosting Tennessee. They're favored by 1.5. And a couple of things stand out for me. First of all, the Colts certainly have improved their protection for Andrew Luck, number one in the NFL when you look at pass attempts and sacks allowed. Number one in the NFL, plus they're number one in the NFL keeping drives alive as far as their percentage on third down, over a 52% success rate. And that sticks out for me. You know, Tennessee, two great wins back-to-back with a win on Monday night in Dallas against the Cowboys, and on the short week, what they were able to do against the New England Patriots. I think it's just a little bit too much to ask to keep this little streak going here. I think they're going to have to start new again on the road next Monday night when they take on Houston on the road. I'm taking Indianapolis, giving the 1.5, and Alan Bell on the same side as I am.
I agree with you here. I just think it's, you know, the Indianapolis is protecting the quarterback, and you give Luck time, he's going to pick you apart. I mean, he's just still that good. You're seeing why he was an elite quarterback. So, give Tennessee credit. I've been on them the last 2 weeks, been riding them on your show and with my service, and just not a great road team. 5-7 the last 12 away. Anything can happen, but not a game I'm going to give my clients, but I think Indy's the right side here, 28-24.
Fun matchup tomorrow afternoon beginning at 1:30, Yankee Stadium, and you've got one of the three matchups where both teams are ranked in the top 25, as you've got a third-ranked Notre Dame team taking on 12th-ranked Syracuse. I think when this game was scheduled, I don't know if anybody would have felt like both of these would be in the top 12 in the country. Notre Dame favored by 10 tomorrow against Syracuse. It's your game of the week.
Yeah, they want to get this game. This is one of the biggest games I've had in the last couple of weeks in college football. You want to find out if Notre Dame rolls or Syracuse. Can they maybe knock off Notre Dame? We haven't had a big upset yet, so especially in the last 4 or 5 weeks. You want to get this game for free. They got a real strong opinion on this game. Be one of the first five callers, 800-400-9741. Notre Dame and Syracuse on me, 800-400-9741. And you want to take advantage of hopping aboard, no one hotter in the country, 60-25 on our 30-50 unit plays, dating back to the start of the 2017 and off that 100 unit play off Green Bay. You want to hop on board right now, 800-400-9741, or use that coupon code SAVE200, ParamountSports.com.